For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12 to 14. Hallelujah. Are we on? Oh, praise the Lord. Our talk, we will be looking briefly this morning on developing spiritually. Now, this is an important topic that, you know, there are a lot of things. I noticed that since we have a lot of on Sunday, most people, this is something that everyone is supposed to know. Hallelujah. But we just have to look at it today. So, developing spiritually. In our month of spirituality, we've been looking at a lot of things about being spiritual, how to grow, understanding spirituality, understanding carnality, how to be hot spiritually, how to pray in the night, how to develop spiritual timing, how people decline spiritually. But it's already toward the end of the month now, and this is the first time we are looking at how to develop spiritually. Why? Because until we understand what it means to be spiritual, what it means to be carnal, how people decline, how people use time, then we'll be able to know how to develop. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12 to 14. Are we there? For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What the Bible is saying is that there are people that by now they should have been matured. They should be able to share the word of God. They should be able to know a lot of things about scriptures, but they are still babies. Praise the Lord. So there is a level, like there's an expectation that people have from us and God himself is having, that by now you have been a believer for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You should have grown. But the person is saying that I can't talk to you even though you have been in the faith, because you are still baby. You cannot receive a lot of things. So how do we grow and develop spiritually so that after a while you are strong? Hallelujah. The way you were 5 years ago spiritually is not the same way you are now. To develop spiritually means to change progressively. That means the way you are, progressively you are changing. Progressively you are increasing. Progressively you are improving. To advance through a sequence of stages, that means you are growing and developing spiritually. Because every stage in the realm of the spirit or spiritually is a stage and a phase. And then when you advance through the sequence, we have level 1, level 2, class 1, class 2, class 3. You grow like that through the stages. Hallelujah. It means you are developing. Because if you then develop, there will be a problem. A small child will have what we call the milk teeth. After a while, age 4 or 3, it falls off. And then he's grow. He has permanent teeth. Is that not correct? And then there's a level where a child begins to grow so fast. And people are saying he's growing too much. And then at a particular age, he stagnates and then his bones grow and become strong. So there are phases and stages of growth. So when you advance through the sequences of the stages, we are developing. Hallelujah. Now there are things I want us to know before we continue. Our spirit man can be developed and trained. Our spirit man can be what? Developed and trained. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. I got this understanding first from our father of faith, Kenneth E. Hagin. Hallelujah. Our spirit man can be developed. It can be made to be better. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. Anyone there? Our spirit man can be developed. When you got saved and you got born again, you receive a level of the spirit. And then that's 1 Peter 2 verse 2. Alright.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word.
Okay.
That ye may grow thereby.
Now, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow. Now, newborn babies, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, it says, whosoever is born of God is a what? a new creature. Is that right? So when God saved, we became new. But to grow, the Bible says, desire the milk so that our spirit man can grow. So we can develop our spiritual capacity by taking the word of God. Hallelujah. Number two, I want us to understand is our soul and our mind is renewed by teaching it to align to the word of God. Everyone got saved the way we are. I know I've met a lot of people that is even still after salvation still believe they should do a little practice or some little level of wrongs. But after feeding that same mind with the word of God, they get renewed. How many of us remember Romans chapter 12 verse 2? What does this say? Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of our what? Mind. Is that correct? So our spirit can be developed. Our mind can be developed. You can change your thinking. You can change your perspective. You can change the way you see things. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6, the Bible says, wash through the washing of the word of God. So when you hear the word of God again and again and again and again and again, it changes your thinking. It changes our perspective. Hallelujah. So when you develop your spirit man, the word of God, you renew your mind by the teaching of the word of God. You train yourself to behave like the word of God, to behave and do what God says. Hallelujah. Now, number three, I wanted to know that there are different rankings in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 from verse 11 to 14, say, I write unto you children, there are babes, there are adults, and there are fathers. I believe you know that scripture, right? So there are babies, there are adults, and then there are fathers. There are stages and there are rankings. That is why we call some people spiritual fathers. Because they are at a level where it is higher than all of us. You rank people in the realm of the spirit. There are different rankings and there are different stages. Hallelujah. So also there are different spiritual positions in the spirit. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, if somebody should fall, you that are spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, called the spiritual and the carnal. Hallelujah. So in the realm of the spirit, you can be identified as a spiritual person or as a carnal person. So you are either carnal or you are either spiritual. You are either a father or you are either a child or you are an adult growing. Rankings, there are phases, there are levels of growth. Hallelujah. There are babies, there are adults, there are matured people. So you can look at your life and then be able to gauge yourself where you either you are an adult or whether you are still a young person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whether you are an adult, whether you are still a young person, or whether you are growing. No one can develop a substitute for another. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 38 and then Matthew 16 verse 24, the Bible says, everyone must learn to bear his cross. No matter how I pray, my prayer cannot be transferred to my wife. If my wife wants to be spiritual, she has to pray for herself. Is that not true, guys? I cannot transfer. You know, even if somebody is being fed with, what is this thing they call drip, his body has to be the one to inject it to itself. So somebody cannot pray for you. Somebody cannot read the word of God for you. You have to read it yourself. That is why even if people are blind, most times we have what we call blind Bible, where they can understand it by their fingers. Hallelujah. So nobody can substitute spiritual development for you. No matter who lays hands on you, no matter who prays on you, that cannot substitute you from developing yourself. Hallelujah. And then you must understand that spirituality is not a gift, but a state or a level we assumed by responsibility. We don't have the gift of spirituality where God has given some people, you be spiritual, you be carnal. It's not a gift. So now we have the gift of healing, the gift of faith. Bible speaking in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. He said, walk out your salvation with what?
Fear, that means we have a responsibility to work it out. Then verse 13 says, for it is God that work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So we all have a responsibility to work out our spirituality. Your pastor or any person that is deep in the things of the spirit didn't get it as a gift. He worked it out. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. He worked it out. So if you ever want to be spiritual, you must know that you have to work it out. So God gets fed up with adults physically, but babies in the realm of the spirit. You know, two times in the Bible, in Luke chapter 9 verse 41 and the same Mark 9:19, God was angry with his disciples. How long will I be with you? People that have been in church for 20 years and they are still babies in the realm of the spirit. Babies in spiritual things. Still arguing whether the eye of Jesus Christ was green or purple. Still arguing whether Mary Magdalene was water. Still arguing about, they cannot, still arguing whether people should speak in tongues or not. Are you understanding me? So people that physically they are adults, but spiritually they are wearing napkin. Is it napkin? Or pampas. Taking feed the bottle in the when you bring meat to them, they cannot take it. You understand, guys? So God is tired of people like that. That cannot take, like there are people that once you say we are going to converse in a prayer meeting to pray for Kogi State. Babies will say that is not for them. But as a mature believer, you know, it is your responsibility to pray for the land you are in. Is that not true? So God is there with people that are babies in the realm of the spirit, but outwardly they are physically strong, mature with 6-pack and 7-pack. Hallelujah. Now there are definite formulas to follow if you want to be spiritual. It is clear, and that is the aim of today's message this evening, to be able to give you the 7 keys to follow to be spiritual, to develop yourself. If you do these things, you will grow. There was a time when I remember when I went to campus first semester 100 level, I was the same. Until second semester when I learned some of these keys. I didn't even learn all of them that time. But I learned only 2. The only one I learned, 3 that time, I learned was prayer, the word of God, and fasting. These were some of the keys I learned. And then in 1 year, my life changed. I grew. Hallelujah. I myself knew that I grew. Because the word of God came alive, everything changed in my life. Now the first key you need to develop yourself is what I call a buoyant and active appetite for the word of God. And also for obedience for the word of God. A buoyant appetite and active appetite for God's words and obedience. I knew this scripture those days, Job chapter 23 verse 12. The Bible says, Job speaking, he said, I exalt the word of God more than my necessary food. Job 23:12. Job was saying that above food, the word of God is important. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have this scripture first from Dr. Paul Emeche, and he said that time, so that he doesn't eat physical food until the Bible has entered his spirit. Do you understand, guys? That is the meaning of this scripture. I esteem thy word more than my necessary food. So if you wake up in the morning and say, I will not eat a food in the physical, and I remember that thing struck me those days, and I held it till today. I remember when I was studying about this, that scripture just came because it's always been in my spirit. You exalt the word of God above physical food. Hallelujah. If you don't eat from morning to 6 p.m., your body will tell you. But you can stay without the food of God for 2 weeks and you don't even feel it in your spirit. Why? Because you don't have a healthy appetite for God's word. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1 from verse 21 to 23, the Bible says, we don't only have an appetite for the word of God, but we should obey. So that we don't be like somebody looking at his face in the mirror and looking again and forgetting the shape of his face. You know, sometimes I look at the mirror to look at the shape of my face because sometimes I forget. It's ladies that look at their face every day. It doesn't mean sometimes to forget. I want to laugh, I will look at the mirror intentionally. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse 131 says, I pant for the word. I pant for thy word. So develop an active and buoyant life. Let it be so alive for the word of God above your necessary food. Hallelujah. Number two is addiction to the prayer lifestyle. For the prayer altar. I remember last year, I think the month of September, we look at the word and prayer. Was it September? One of the months we look at word and prayer. And then one of those we look at the lifestyle of prayer. Higher. Pastor LOL was telling us some weeks ago about Acts 1:14. About how the disciples continued in prayer. Continued. Like day in, day out. Psalms 55 verse 17. David speaking, he said, I will pray in the morning, I will pray in the noon, and I'll pray in the evening. Psalms 55 verse 17. Can we look at it? I will pray in the morning. Psalm 55 verse 17 says, evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. I have a habit, and it's a good habit, a character. Every morning when I wake up, I talk to God before I leave the bed. Holy Spirit, thank you for this morning. Unconsciously. And then before I step out, I pray. And anytime I come inside, I kneel down. It was my habit from the days of my relationship to when I got married. But my wife would be talking those days when we are still quoting. I would say, okay, I'm about entering the house now. She said, okay, I'll call you after prayers. Because that was the practice. Of any time you are stepping out, Lord, I talk to God. Lord, today is a blessed day. I will be a blessed. And then when you come back, thank you for today. Thank you. Go on your knees. Thank you for today. In the place of your work. You know that the, what's the name of camp president now? The name of, pastor, is it Pastor Matthew Awojaye? What is his name? Okay, that pastor, he was a YouTube video that's making the line now trending. See, a little shalamba here, just speak in tongues once in a while. Hallelujah. Just when you're in the office, just shamaladabayagada. When you're walking, just on the street, put on your earpiece. Just, in the morning, the Bible says David, as David was a king, that is like a president, as busy as he was, the Bible says he praised God 7 times and he prayed 3 times a day. Daniel was a top politician, like a senate, but he still had time to pray 3 times. So, addiction to prayer. People that are addicted to smoking, they can leave the office to go and smoke and come back. Is that not true? But because that is an addiction. So addict yourself to the prayer letter. In Acts 6 verse 4, the Bible says, the disciples continue in the word and prayer. And always remember Jude 20. That is why you must pray in the Holy Ghost. The building of yourself in your most holy faith. What? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Shala itakabara dabaya ladagadabra dabala. Time and time again, be addicted to it. Hallelujah. I don't know for you, but for myself, sincerely, if I don't pray in tongues for a particular period of time, I feel it in my body. I feel like there is a software that is malfunctioning. Like there is a software. Yes. Sometimes when, there's one message by Apostle Aramay, he taught on mastering appetite. He said, when you discover you get angry easily, declare some days of prayer and fasting. It's a symptom that something is wrong inside you. Because the more spiritual you get, the more self-control you have. And you discover it's true. Hallelujah. So first of all, it's an appetite for the word of God. Second is addiction to prayer. Lifestyle of prayer. Hallelujah. Number three is genuine, heartfelt expressions of praise and worship in God's presence. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 19, and then Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, a sign that you are filled with the Holy Ghost is you will sing, even if you don't have a good voice. Let the word of God dwell richly in you, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Hallelujah. I read. And be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Colossians 3 verse 16. Colossians 3:16. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. See, praise and worship is a tool that makes us to grow. That is why I know a lot of songs. Hallelujah. A lot. Why? Because in my personal room, I sing alone. Hallelujah. I can remember having a keyboard, praying the first time I was trusting God for a keyboard. I said, Lord, I need a keyboard. I want to worship you. And then somebody gave me a keyboard. Lord, I wanted to learn. I taught myself the first keyboard skills I learned. I was downloading YouTube tutorials, sitting down. In fact, the first song I learned was, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That was the first song I ever learned in my life. I downloaded the tutorial, advanced version, beginner's version, and then I learned that song. Why? Because I want to worship God. Because the more you praise, it's like love, singing poetry to your lover. It attaches your heart to the person. And then you grow. Hallelujah. That is what is here. You are advised not to tell a lady you like compliments. You don't like, sorry, compliments. Because when you compliment a lady to her, it means love. So when you are worshipping God, you are praising Him, His heart gets closer to you. And then He takes you into deeper realms of walk with Him. Hallelujah. Number four, is a tender and a broken heart. What we call a repentant and a malleable spirit to God's leadings and convictions. In Psalm 61 verse 17, the Bible says He is close to the brokenhearted. Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord. You know that song? And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. That was a broken, that was Psalm 51. And verse 17 says, God is near to people that, to be contrite means you are soft. You are, can be sorry. I am sorry. Please forgive me. My heart is sorry. Hallelujah. You are malleable. You can be mended. Psalm 34 verse 18, God is close to those that have a broken heart. Now, I open Isaiah 57 verse 15. I want to show you something. For first, say the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose heart is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. God is close to people that are of a humble and a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble. And to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That means a heart that is proud cannot be helped and cannot be developed. Once you are big, once you are too big to be talked to, once your heart is not soft to be instructed by the word of God. There are people that challenge, I was reading by Bishop Dagwood Mills book when he was saying, a man was angry that the pastor is talking about fornication on Sunday. He said, if you want to preach, you preach, not be talking about fornication. Why? Because he's dating a member of the church, so he don't want his sins to be exposed. Some people challenge people. Some people, as they are preaching, they are playing by your preaching. It's like table tennis. I play, you play. See, but preaching is not like table tennis. I don't play, you play back. I play, you take. Hallelujah. Yes, that is the way preaching is. You are supposed to weigh the spirit I am ministering from and then test the words. But you absorb the word of God. Be humble when you are corrected, when you are instructed. Because once your heart is proud, Bible says God is close to the humble and those that their heart is soft. You cannot be helped even by God when you are proud. And then when they correct you, who does he think he is? Hallelujah. Somebody taking alcohol after Sunday service, he is not the fault of the pastor because I came to church. That's why he asked the other to talk to me about taking alcohol. You can just imagine. Hallelujah. There are people that their heart is hardened. Ah! You will not be like that. Come and say amen. Because God is close to the humble and he will revive you. Final, number five. How to develop spiritually? I said number one is buoyant and active appetite for the word of God and obeying the word of God. The appetite and obedience is important. Number two, I said, is addiction to the lifestyle of prayer. Lifestyle. Number three, I said, a heartfelt expression of praise and worship. Not a show of talent. Number four, a tender and a broken heart. A repentant and a malleable spirit. You know, five characteristics of a good metal is what? A metal is malleable. What again? Ductility. What again? It's a loose tar. That is, it shine. What again? No science today here. Just looking at me. God will help us in Jesus' name. So you are malleable. A malleable substance is something that when you heat it, you can bend it to another shape. You understand, guys? Like, you know, when it is hot, you can turn it to another. This is malleable. It's not malleable if it cannot be bended. You hit it, it breaks. Like, people that you correct them, you will not see them on Sunday again on Sunday, next Sunday. So you know that. You not see them again. Who does he think he is? Number five is kingdom advancement passions. Psalm 69 verse 19. Somebody, Pastor Minka, can you read from the Living Bible? Psalm 69 verse 9. Kingdom advancement passion will make you to develop spiritually. Yes, sir. Psalm 69 verse 9. And then Numbers 25 verse 11. When you have a passion for the kingdom, you will develop. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's have it.
Psalm 69 verse 9.
The Living Bible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My zeal for God.
My zeal for God.
And his work burns hot within me.
And his work what?
Burns hot within
my lamba. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
My zeal for God and his work burn hot. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16 verse 20. We are about to another Bible in James. And brought them to the magistrate saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city by preaching. Have passion for the kingdom and God will develop you. He will give you so much materials, so much that your project will be a first class project. Hallelujah. Have a passion for God's kingdom. I tell you, God will invest in you. So like if I have a son, a spiritual son that has passion for church, think about me as a pastor, what will I do? I will make sure I give him all the tools he needs so that I can be good. Is that not true? Imagine if you have passion for God, he will develop you spiritually so that his work can advance in your hand. I declare that may your passions increase. May you be zealous for God. Jehu said, come and see my zeal for the house of God. Zealous for God. Hallelujah. So when you have passion for kingdom advancement, you will grow. I remember that time in prayer department, prayer unit, I was saying, if you have that time prayer meeting is when you used to pray for people to be dedicated to Christ. And then when they say you are leading prayer for 10 minutes, you will fast for 2 days and two vigil for 2 days. I'm telling you, yes, for 10 minute prayers. Because our that 10 minutes, somebody must be on fire. That was our passion. Say, Lord, as I share, begin to pray now. We want to see people praying. No, there's an atmosphere that makes people pray. And it can be conduced. That is why the person that came up first to lead prayer may not be serious. If the second person is on fire, people will pray, after that one come down and the third person came and scattered, people will go down. Because it is the person ministering that determined the atmosphere. You know, the person that took the praise and worship, why didn't somebody fall down when he was ministering? Till the pastor came up. Okay, so, like, our pastor, we will pray and then because of that we grow. Because we are praying for somebody to catch fire, we are praying for 2 hours, we were the one growing. That's not true. Yes. So passion for the kingdom, you will develop. If God sees you have heart for evangelism, and one of the tools you need for evangelism is the gift of healing, word of knowledge, he will give you those tools. Because there are tools that you need in the field. Is that not true? So have passion for the kingdom. He will, you want to use your brain for the kingdom. Anything, he will make sure he empowers you. Say, Lord, this is my horse, come and ride. Lord, this, no, I'm not, like, Lord, this is my business, come and ride. Lord, this is my company, come and ride. And God will make a wonder out of you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Number six, a genuine and feelable love towards humanity. When you love human beings, you will grow spiritually. Because you will grow to acquire what it takes to make them better. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is love. 2 Timothy 1:7, the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a what? What can you claim, 1 John 4:20, that you love God and you don't love the man you can see? So how can you grow and you claim you want to grow a relationship with God and your relationship with men is bad? It's not correct. It doesn't work. Hallelujah. When you love God, my God, you will grow. When you love men, you will grow. If you love to give, you will have. Is that not true? If you love to give, nobody can pass you hungry. God will make sure that you are and you have enough to give. Now, you love to see people deliver spiritually, God will empower with enough spirit power to minister to them. I wouldn't get that, guys. So love people. Love to see that you help people. Let me tell you something to caution you before you start loving people. Expect to be hurt. There are people you love them with your life and they will throw back hate. But there are people you see love and they will love you back. Hallelujah. You will meet one or two orangus on the way. But because of them, don't give up loving. Love. Is that not true? God loved Lucifer. Look at what Lucifer did. God loved Judas and made him treasurer. Look at what he did. Is that not true? You can love. So just love. Love not because of what you get from people. Give not because of what you expect. Just give because you want to give and you should give. Just love because you should love. Because what you should disappoint people is expectation. Okay, I sent him to school. I expected that when he graduated, he would take care of me. And then he graduated, doesn't take care of me. I'll be paying. But if I send him to school because I want to help him, I don't care whether he goes back to me, I will not be paying later because I was not even expecting in the first place. Have you ever written an exam before and you are expecting an A and you got a B? And you are not happy. But have you ever written an exam and then you say, Lord, just give me an E, let me pass this course. And then you got a C and then you testify. The difference is the expectation. Are we together? So don't have expectation when you are loving people. Because people can be bad. You can take a bullet for somebody. And somebody cannot lift a paper for you. Yes. You can take a what? Bullet. And then there are people that cannot lift paper for you. Where is your matter? You will not find them. Jesus Christ died for men, all of us. But there are people that cannot stay for Jesus Christ for 1 hour. He stayed on the cross from 9 to 3. But there are people that cannot endure hardship for 1 day for Jesus Christ. So he still loves us. So love without expecting much. But when you love, it is the pathway to grow. And finally, number 7 is what I call spiritual catalyst. And they are like 4. Number 1 I said was what? Number 1? Whether I have for the word of God. Number 2 I said was what? Addition to prayer. Number 3 I said was what? Genuine heartfelt expression of praise and worship in God's presence. Number 4 I said was what? A tender and a broken heart. Malleable spirit to God's leading and convictions. Number 5. Passions for kingdom advancement. Number 6 I said was what? A genuine and feelable and undeniable love towards humanity. And then finally is number 7 about what I call spiritual catalyst. The first catalyst is what I call mentoring. In Romans 1:11, the Bible says, I long to see you that I may what? impart unto you spiritually. Remember our mother, the day we look at impartation? It was our main text. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 says, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. The same with Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. Another catalyst is what I call fasting. Fasting is a catalyst. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 5. When you fast, it boosts your spirituality. You know, I studied chemical engineering. Fasting are just things that partake in the reaction. They themselves, after the product is formed, they come outside. They are not. But they make the reaction to be faster. If the reaction should take 2 hours, it can happen in 15 seconds or 15 minutes. That's catalyst for you, yes. And then if the reaction normally should produce 10 grams, a catalyst can make it produce 50 grams. It makes the thing to be faster and better. If this is the graph, a catalyst graph will be like this, faster. Do you understand, guys? So fasting is like a catalyst. It makes everything. If you study the word of God with fasting, the effect will be different from studying the word of God without fasting. If you pray with fasting, it will be different from praying without fasting. Do you understand, guys? If you worship with fasting, it will be different without worship without fasting. Everything with fasting makes it different. It's like a booster. Come on, hallelujah. Finally, I'm closing. What are the benefits of spirituality? When you become spiritual, you have what we call dominion. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28, the dominion mandate was given to our spirit before Genesis chapter 2, where the physical man was created. So dominion gets into your spirit and you dominate over negative spiritual atmospheres. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, hallelujah, you dominate over negative spiritual atmospheres. You are in charge. My God. Hallelujah. You are in charge. Because you have dominion. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So when you develop spiritually, you dominate over spiritual negative atmospheres. You cannot be in a territory where everybody suffers and you suffer. You dominate over the earth. You dominate over conspiracies and negative antagonisms. Hallelujah. You know what is antagonism? Antagonism is like an attack on you. You have to move forward but you are being held back. Isaiah 54:17, what does he say? Let somebody paraphrase. No weapon formed against me shall what? Shall what? I mean, there are weapons formed against you, but you may not know. You are the only one thinking the devil doesn't is not facing you. The sign that you said you want to become a pastor, the devil is angry. Yes. You say you want to become a pastor, so you want to preach now. You have declared persona non grata. You know what the persona non grata? Persona non grata is means a declaration of war. See a Latin offering where you are not a persona non grata with the devil. So he is coming for you. The fact that he said you want to be in the choir, the devil, okay, you don't want to sing Skelewu, you want to worship God. He will come for you. But then when you are spiritual, you dominate. Bible says nothing shall by any means hurt you. Any means. Let people gossip and gossip. There was a man of God that died recently. I heard that when you go to where he was dead, he said in his mountains. That they say if they bury that their devil's picture and they bury bishop with devil's picture, they bury some people's picture. And then he's not close near where they are. But they cannot be stopped. Whether it is true or false, none of my business. But my focus is these guys are in charge. They dominate. Send their picture to any Baba. To any Baba that is strong enough to attack them if he survives it. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, there are Babas that went to heaven because of attempting them. Is that not true? Attempting them. That means you want to die. I heard of a story of Apostle Babalola, of a witch flying over his meeting, over his where he was having meeting. Then she fell down and he came and said, Lord, call Jesus today. That is the name of Jesus Christ. Wake up. Kill on Shelly. They sent her to come and kill Baba. To come and kill me. Baba said, Lord, call Jesus. Cool. That is the name of Jesus Christ. Die. Yes. And she died. The last mission was to go and kill a pastor. That was the last assignment they did on earth. Sir? Okay, no. Okay, thank you very much. That was the last they did. Hallelujah. Nothing shall by enemies, no weapon. You know about the witch. Imagine Archbishop Benson in the house are stopping witches' meetings. So do you think they left him alive? They came, I believe they planned attack. Didn't he survive it? Over survived is worrying himself. Hallelujah. So any conspiracy against you, when you get spiritual, as a man of God in this country that suffered most persecution, Nigeria. You know the message I'm talking about? Everybody's against him, but he's thriving. Nobody has international influence like him. Thriving on the go. Forward, he will not even answer the media. Say anything you want to say. Doesn't even care. Power past power. He refused. May you dominate in the name of Jesus. Conspiracies against you will not succeed. Antagonisms against you will not succeed. Resistance against your destiny will not succeed. Many of us are sitting here, people that don't want you to go to anywhere. Some people will be angry you went to school. Let me help me, please. Some people will be some people will be angry you are going to school. Hallelujah. Some people will be angry you got a job. Some people are angry when they saw your last picture on Instagram. But their anger is for nothing. Say it's for nothing. Thank you very much. Their anger is for nothing. You will survive every attack in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two. Lord God, fulfillment of purpose to the maximum level. Maximum. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 2, the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God sovereign violent, and only the violent taken it by worse. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, true knowledge will advance. You know, in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, the Bible says, the spirit, the natural man cannot understand the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Neither can he know them or understand them. God may want you to be a millionaire in dollars. A multi-millionaire, and then you are struggling with 5 million naira in naira. And then you are feeling big boy. Hallelujah. To get to that maximum level, you must break through spiritually. Break through. Hallelujah. To fulfill your purpose, you will not land in heaven and see that God has a plan for you to be here to own 3 private jets. And then on earth, you will brag him with Toyota Corolla. Meanwhile, you're supposed to have a jet and be driving a G-Wagon and a lamp. And then on earth, you're with Corona and you fail, you have arrived. Hallelujah. God wants you to be a worldwide global pastor. And then you're here in Lokongoma and shouting, you're shouting fire. Very true. To the maximum level, we must break through spiritually. And we'll break through in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, you will get a life of glory. A life of honor, a life of beauty to God and to humanity and to yourself. God will be glorified in your life. Humanities will be glorified because of you and yourself. You will be successful. People are even happy that they are successful. True or false? You too, you'll be successful, you'll be happy. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 says, I will make you the head and not the tail. You will be exempted from the chaos and the carnality of this life. Exempted from the consequences of yielding to carnality. I had a story recently of someone who steal somewhere. In a gaming shop, the man has gathered his money to be able to save, to buy things. And then overnight, 7 guys went and stole it. The man announced for 7 days, if you steal this thing, come and give me. Okay, let me start the story, back the story. A madman was passing, and then the young girl was telling, and the mother was calling her, come inside, this madman is very violent. The young girl asked her mother, do you know him? Oh, how come you know him like that? How do you know he's violent? The lady was now 15 years. Then the mother was not telling her the story, I started telling you already. So they came, gave his money to buy drugs. And then, so the man was warning, if you steal this, they come and talk. Come on. They told, all of them denied. 22 years later, he's the only one that was alive. Ma, all the 6 guys buried. Long that it was madness that built it. So if you want to be carnal, you will feel it. See, a lady that doesn't have sense, her body will tell her. Right? A guy that doesn't have sense, suffering, will tell him. So choose to be spiritual, dead alone, and say, I will not be taking the Gimbotu for life. Every time somebody posted on her status recently, she said that the church was full of laughter because it was a relationship topic. Let me tell you, on Sunday, let's say I'm talking about how to find a wife, the church will be more alive. But come next Sunday, I said, the topic is prayer. You say, as you pray, you say, But the topic is how to study the word of God. But what is how to be what? 7 keys to succeed in your relationship. That's one day of the one of the most they never forget. Pray! Preach, pastor! Well, I never had preach pastor in this church. All day someone have been preaching. It's later they come and say, I was blessed. But because it is not. Go help people in the name of Jesus Christ. But that is, mature people celebrate doctrines. Things that make you stronger. See, have you ever seen millionaires in comedy shows? They don't really laugh like that. There are things that don't interest them. Yes. It's like faint-hearted people that move at certain things. There are things that weigh champions. They are not moved by peripherals. Before you get them to move, they are heavy things. May you not be a baby and may you grow and develop. The only thing we can do to the devil is I want us to pray for 1 hour today. We'll be praying at least for 1 hour from now to the next 45, 50 minutes. Hallelujah. And then we'll take them to ventilate it with praise or worship. Are we together? So all of us will pray without the keyboard because all of us are mature now. Who is a baby here? Yeah, they didn't come to church. So we pray without the keyboard, without sound, praying in the Holy Ghost. You do want a prayer point? No, no prayer point. It's only babies that take prayer point. Mature people don't take prayer point. How to develop? Because you are praying alone. Nobody will be giving you prayer point. Generate a prayer point with you yourself and pray. Are we together? Okay. Let me not see you kneeling and say, and then let me see you lying on the chair. Before I know, you're ready. People can still be shaking their leg when they are sleeping. So don't allow shaking on them. Who can sleep in vision and their leg is shaking? Even their head can be moving, but they have gone. They have gone. All you know is when you touch them, you know they have gone. So let's go on our feet and begin to say, Father, I grow. Pray, build in yourself in your most holy faith. Generate prayer point about spirituality. And say, Lord, I refuse to be a baby. I refuse to be a baby. Late kapratos katea. Mantele rodobokoto subila gadabragada ya galamanas.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.